morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, August 18th. This is a regular meeting of the Los Angeles Board of Police Commissioners. Madam Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Good morning. The director reflects Commissioner Soderoff, Figueroa, Diaz, Kim, and Falcon are present on the forum. Number one on the agenda, election of officers. And this item has to continue. Number two on the agenda, commission comment.
No comments, sir.
Item three, the report of Chief of Police, Chief Casinger.
Morning, Chief.
Morning, Mr. President, members of the commission. First of all, I would like to welcome to some and congratulate others for the start of a brand new school year from the LAUSD and others in other schools throughout the Los Angeles region. I think parents having spent time with their kids this summer, probably now have a new appreciation for teachers in the classroom, just in terms of patience. So congratulations to them, the many educators throughout the district, and again throughout the environment, throughout the Los Angeles region, for what I'm sure will be a very, very productive school year. Chief Report of Crime, homicide year-to-date still continues to trend downward with a minus 2.4%. Sexual assault is in the plus column at 4.3%, as is robbery year-to-date at 15.5%. Aggravated assaults are up 26% for a total violent crime increase year-to-date of 19.8%. For property crime, burglary is up 8.6%. Motor vehicle theft, 17.6%. Burglary and theft from vehicle up 15.4%, and thefts are up 4.5% for a total property crime increase year-to-date of 10.5%, which brings the total Part 1 crime comparison year-to-date to 12.3%. My Bureau, Central Bureau, is up 17.1 in Part 1 crime, South Bureau 9.7, Valley Bureau 8.9, and West Bureau an increase of 15.2%. And that concludes the report, Chief of Police.
Thank you, Chief. Next.
We actually have a few comment cards on this item. Karen Hilsman, Michael Novak, Melinda Abdullah, and Jasmine Richards.
Do you have four comment cards?
We have an additional two after these four.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. Just before I comment on this, I want to quickly say that the reason why I'm able to be here is because I just retired from my job, and I have been wanting to come. Don't know if you ever have meetings on weekends,
right,
or in the evenings, but would ask you to consider doing that so that people who work in the city might be able to.
We do have evening meetings around the city.
Thank you. Thank you. I wanted to more directly ask some questions about the killing of Riddell Jones, and was thinking that that might be part of this agenda item, which is why I wanted to comment here. It's really just by the luck of the draw or chance that she wasn't me or my daughter, and we don't have any information yet on what happened last week around her killing. And I would like to ask the commission to please provide, or to ask the commission to ask the chief of police to please provide information about what happened. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Michael Novick.
Welcome, sir.
Good morning. I have to say I was shocked that given that the chief's report is supposed to be asked significant incidents, that there was no mention of the killing of Riddell Jones. I think the LAPD has killed, 16 people this year already? It's your obligation to deal with it. I don't know if any of you has. I hope none of you ever has, and none of you ever will, suffer the loss of a child. My son was killed 8 years ago next week, and I can tell you that it's a whole in your life that is never filled again. And if any of you have had that experience, you think about it, you understand the necessity of compassion and solidarity. This police commission has been completely derelict in its responsibility to deal with the killings of the children of the black people in this city. It's abominable to me. And I think you have the responsibility. Last time I was here, you walked out when people expressed their grief and rage, and it's outrageous. And the executive director there took a subpoena, people's subpoena, for the officers involved in killing Rizal Ford, and I would like to know what he had to do with it.
Next, welcome.
So I'm here, and I'm...
Can you identify yourself for us, please?
My name is Malina Abdul, and you know who I am, so...
For the record, we all do.
Yes.
Can I have my clock reset? Sure.
Thank you. So I'm here because, one, we were here last week, and we were here to voice our rage around the murder of Ezell Ford, and let's call it what it is. It was a murder of Ezell Ford, and we thought that the energy that we put in last week was going to be the height of the energy that we needed to express for at least some time. But the very next day, your officers killed a black woman who was accused of nothing more than carrying a kitchen knife and possibly stealing $80. And they killed her in cold blood in her own neighborhood, in one of our neighborhoods. The reports from the community are that she was running away and shot in the back 4 to 5 times, and it didn't even make it into the report. I mean, that's the kind of thing that outrages the community. That's one of the reasons that we have to stand up. That's one of the reasons that there's so much frustration and outrage around who you all are. Who are you? Why are you not standing up for the community? You're supposed to be the People's Commission representing us. And I know you said that Beck is on vacation, but this is the second week in a row that Paysinger is here to give the chief's report. And so for me, it looks like he's running. If there's an emergency, anybody who works for an organization where there's an emergency, you come back from your vacation to handle that emergency. The murder of Redell Jones is an emergency. They killed a black woman at 1:40 in the afternoon in front of people. People saw it as if her life didn't matter. So we're here to say black lives matter. And for it to not even make the report is a huge insult. That's a huge insult and indicative of your valuation or lack of valuation of black life. So maybe all of y'all need to go somewhere and we need somebody new. People replace this whole panel so that the panel, the commission, the folks up here actually believe that black lives matter. And we're going to continue to turn out and make sure that you all understand that, even on the first day of school, even though we have jobs and other things to do. This is a matter of life and death.
Next.
Jasmine Richards, Prentice Jenkins, and Lauren Mohai.
Welcome.
I'm not going to sit here and try to...
Please say your name for the record.
You just said my name, Jasmine Richards. Now restart my clock. I'm not going to sit here and try to appeal to your... Restart my clock. Restart it. My name is Jasmine Richards. You're not going to restart my clock?
Yeah, I just wanted to say your name.
Jasmine Richards, now restart it.
Okay.
I'm not going to sit here and try to appeal to your world, to any of you guys, because y'all don't really care. I see this. But Redell Jones' life does matter. Y'all sitting there right now, just talking to each other. See, I pay attention to the crowd. I pay attention to if you guys really care. And those two officers right there do not give a fuck. It's a blatant thing. It's repetitive to see that you guys don't care about black lives. Okay? So what I'm here to tell you guys, all you guys, including police there, if y'all don't start caring, we gonna get justice or else. That's what I'm here to tell you. I'm tired of playing with you guys. I'm tired of playing with you guys, begging you guys and telling you guys and pleading with you, telling you that black lives matter. And you're still talking and you're not listening to me. Listen to me. Because this is a letter to you guys. This is a note to you. Woman right there, listen to me. Police officer, listen to me. Because this is to all you guys that do not give a fuck. Shut up. This is to all you guys that don't care about black lives. All you guys have a blunt disrespect for our lives. A blunt disrespect for our lives. It's like the city has a green light on black people. So I'm here to tell you, as a note and a letter from black folks in the ghetto, in the community, in the hood, if y'all start giving us some justice, none of y'all gonna sleep easy. And that's a promise. I'm telling you this now. I'm not here to keep talking to you and begging you. Look in my eyes.
You
take it how you want to. Justice or else. Justice or else. Justice or else. I'm telling you to take it how you want to. It's not a threat. It's not a threat. That's indirect. I'm telling you to take it how you want to take it. you ain't getting no peace. And I'm going to say that, and I'm going to say it proud, black and strong. If I don't get, if Redell Jones don't get no justice, you don't get no peace. No, my time ain't up. So say her name.
Redell Jones.
Say her name.
Redell Jones.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. For the record, are you threatening us?
I don't. Did anybody
just yes or no?
Okay.
Welcome, Mr. Jenkins.
Welcome. I'd like to acknowledge Black Lives Matter. They keep it real, and they will not allow the commission to forget the murder of Ezell Ford and now Redell Jones. Opportunity, anonymity, incentive in the absence of repercussion produces dangerous people. AKA, that's Wise Esley, AKA Prentice Jenkins. That's my quote. Remember, Ezell Ford was in his neighborhood. He was minding his own business. And all of a sudden, two cops jump out of the car, tackle him, slam him up against the wall, and then shoot him in the back.
Mr. President, the speaker's off topic.
Sir, you are not a board member, so you can't speak. You can't speak.
Be quiet.
But thank you. Only he can tell me that. Thank you.
I'm telling you.
Now I'm going to ask you to put another 10 seconds on this
speaker.
You interrupted me again. Sir, why are you interrupting me? Interrupting me. I don't care that you don't like what I'm saying. Put 30 seconds back on the clock.
Stay on top.
Hey,
we'll invite you back.
I don't care. Put 30 seconds back on the clock. Now you've got to put 40 seconds back on the clock. You continue to interrupt us. The community has a right to speak, and you can't interrupt. You cannot interrupt me. Stop interrupting me. Put another minute on this clock. You people interrupted. That's why you're going to get sued, because you cannot interrupt the community when we're speaking. We have 2 minutes. You got the rest of this day. We have 2 minutes to speak, and you keep interrupting us.
Man, you got
to... It's a minute and 50 seconds now. Put another minute and 50 seconds on the clock.
Right.
Are you refusing to do that, sir?
Sir, you're off topic.
Are you refusing
you're
to put
topic.
My...
It doesn't
you
matter.
Are you refusing
running.
To put my time...
I need a break. It's only 2 minutes.
Come back there and
put sir, put my... Put my clown on the clock.
Are you saying
public
she's
public
not
comment.
Significant?
No,
no, no, being
y'all
comments.
You
yes.
took my time. Come back during public comment before
we do. Yes. Laura Mohai. Hi, my name is Laura Mohai. Is she out of time already? I just want to say that I haven't seen any police accountability towards Black lives. Not in LA.
Let me start again, but I can't hear you.
I have not seen any police accountability towards Black lives, not in LA and not anywhere. This is a national issue as it is a racial issue. It is horrible that a woman passed away, that she was shot, that she was murdered, and we didn't even know her name for so many days. It took days and days to even learn that her name was Redell Jones.
Right.
And that's not acceptable. And it's immoral. And there has not been accountability, and the reports, you know, they don't even make sense. We don't even know that she was shot in the back. That's not part of the original reports, and none of this is acceptable, and I won't stand for this. These are human lives that are being lost. They are being lost senselessly. There is no accountability in the part of the police officers. They are not jury and judge and executioner. That's not how it works. If she was, you know, she may have stolen $80 worth of whatever, that doesn't mean that she gets to be executed. She needs her trial like everybody else. These are really small misdemeanors, and it's not acceptable that their lives are just being taken. So I'm just here to say that I don't stand by this system, that I'm here to say her name, Redell Jones, and I'm here for... Redell Jones.
Redell Jones.
Redell
Jones.
What's her name?
Redell Jones.
What's her name?
Redell Jones.
What's her name?
Redell Jones.
What's her name?
Redell Jones.
What's her name?
Redell Jones.
Say her name.
Redell Jones.
Say her name.
Redell.
saying her name.
Raquel Jones!
Saying her name.
Raquel Jones!
Raquel Jones, stop looking at that. Are you looking at the dog?
Okay, let's move on.
Mr. President, we have three more comment cards.
I think that the, you can't submit a comment card after the people present. Pardon? Yeah, time is close. Okay, and they can come during public.
Listen.
Say it again. What? These three what? Go ahead. I just want to follow the rules. Huh?
If the report's submitted, the time period for this item is closed after these three.
Okay, so these three can come up.
Bullshit! We did it in time.
I said that they can. I said they can.
Okay.
Detective Frank Little, Kerman.
The time period for this item is now closed after these three speakers.
Yes.
Frank Little, the police chief, is not here today to put that in his report. Who is that detective? Well, that detective is a wonderful gentleman who got promoted all the way up through the department in 1997. He gunned down a fellow officer. A white officer killed a black officer. You covered it up. Then, on the internet, he was caught with some interesting comments from that time period. And you know what he wanted to do? He wished there were more blacks in the car when he shot the fellow black officer. Finally, you fired him. So, that's how long it takes for justice. Now, let's talk about incidences. Last Friday, I'm driving down over by Staples Center, Figueroa, and Olympic. Guess what you're doing over there? You got cops in brand new motorcycles running speed traps, pulling everybody over. I was doing 35, got valid registration. So you know what he pulls me over for? Seatbelt. A fucking seatbelt. So I get out of the car and he says, are you videotaping me? And I said, the reason my seatbelt's not engaged is because my fuse is having issues in my car. So he gives me a fix-it ticket. What's wrong with a fucking warning? Why do I have to have a fix-it ticket? Because the city uses police officers to raise revenue. And then on the other side of the city, they execute people like Ms. Jones. So you have a bifurcated police department. One part of your department executes people. The other part of your department raises revenue. So avoid Figueroa and Olympic. And in the Valley, Reseda Boulevard, and Nordoff, cops are stopping everybody. Fuck them.
Next.
Wow. Lie by yourself, please. So I'm not
sure. My name is Meow. Is that okay with you? Meow. A state created danger. Meow.
So, bro, Steve, finally got your attention. That a state created danger is what this police department has caused, and that's for the record. I'm going to hold all of you accountable for the state-created danger. Increase the risk of harm by removing and protecting the public from police brutality. Otherwise, providing a degree of blame and wrongful harm against the public at stake. Such conscience and vulnerable creates hostility, such as snatching the lady's card over there. But then if the state had not acted at all, rather, you would render more harm.
Time's going, but I can't hear because people are talking.
Sorry, I'm talking to the mic.
I can't.
So that at the end, it is worthwhile to continue the review to train employees in policy and investigate the procedure. By you, Chief Charlie Beck, who's not here this morning, because you can't handle criticism. Choo-choo!
Right.
So, again, you should determine when staff or members of law enforcement
were last trained in safety policy and protocols. State created the danger. I hold this commission responsible to take some action. And just this morning at the public safety meeting, Mitch Englander, running for county supervisor, kicked me out of the meeting because he said, my little voice disrupts the meeting.
Mr. President, we're not on topic now.
And that is topic. Do something about the violations of the Brown Act and protect our civil rights.
Is that the last one?
That's the last one. Item 4, report of the Executive Director, Mr. Keeping.
And the time for turning in a speaker card on this item is we'll take whatever speaker cards you want to receive. Thank you. Mr. Keeping.
Good morning, Mr. President.
We have serious control issues with this idea.
How can it be
not
for it? How do
you know if
you want to
respond or not?
You
should warn people if there's any kind of
thing.
That's ridiculous.
Good morning, Mr. President.
There's no report.
Speaker
card. That's
speaker
ridiculous.
Speaker
there's
card.
No report.
Public comment.
Okay, public comment?
Okay, you know what? You're right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, if you want to turn in a speaker card,
turn it in.
When he's finished with his comments, there will be no more speaker. Okay, go ahead.
So he's going to say there's no report, so now nobody can turn in the speaker's card. So hurry up and turn in your speaker's card if you want to do report that he doesn't want to report that they killed somebody on the 12th.
No report.
Okay, are there any speaker cards?
There are Sarah Haley.
When there is no report, there are no speakers. So.
Yes, there is. It's agenda.
Next.
It's agenda as we get to speak. Did you call me? You called me up here.
They have to stay on topic.
Okay.
You have to read the agenda item, and that's the only thing you're allowed to speak on for number 4.
Great. So the on the agenda is an update on routine administrative matters, which is how you're treating the death of a black woman, a woman who you killed. You're treating it as a routine.
Mr. Chair, a routine administrative matter.
It's routine.
It's absolutely on topic.
I'm going to let you start all over again. Just say your
Thank
name.
Thank you so much.
Start all over again and be on topic. Okay, we'll give you 2 minutes.
And just so you understand, simply repeating what's on the agenda does not make it relevant.
Okay, well, we're all here to determine the relevance, sir. You don't have, full authority over what is relevant and what's not.
Are you ready to start now?
Yes.
Okay, so say your name.
My name is Sarah Haley. I would like to say the name of Riddell Jones, who is being treated like a routine administrative matter by your department. You are not addressing this in any of the topics on hand, and we're tired of the disposability of black women. We're tired of the disposability of black people, and like Jasmine